Kia ora, I'm Simon Hampton. Welcome in to Kiwis Abroad on Sky Sport, where we take an in-depth look at the Kiwi athletes plying their trade around the world. On today's episode, he was one of the standout performers for the Wellington Phoenix in the past couple of A-League seasons, and earlier this year, Liberato Kakachi was rewarded with a three-year contract at Belgian club Sint-Truiden. It hasn't all been plain sailing, though, for the Kiwi since making the move to Europe. The coach that brought him over, Kevin Muscat, and his assistant, a Kakachi family friend, Luch Trani, were sacked and replaced by local Peter Maas. Well, Liberato Kakachi joins me now on Kiwis Abroad. Libby, thanks very much for your time. Firstly, how are things going over there in Belgium?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a pretty good transition for me. You know, as soon as I arrived, I had an apartment set up. Weeks till I started playing as well, and I've played ever since, and I feel like it's been a great transition, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, Sint-Truiden, I think I've got the pronunciation right there. Is the town? What's the town like that you're in?
It's very different to New Zealand. You know, it's quite a old town. You know, full of a lot of elderly people as well. I'd like to say, but yeah, I enjoy it. You know, it gives me time, you know, to focus more on my football. You know, my kind of daily routine at the moment is, you know, waking up, going to training, doing a bit of gym, coming back, maybe doing some grocery shopping, then come back home, and you know, that's the whole day. So yeah, that's my daily routine.
But I guess when you're trying to crack Europe and, you know, make it over there as a footballer, sort of being completely focused on football is probably a good thing.
Yeah, of course, I think so. You know, I think it's only been a short period of time since I've been here, but I've definitely learned a lot. You know, I've also gone through a coach as well, and I'm definitely learning a lot here. You know, the football here is very, very different, you know, sometimes very cutthroat at the same time. But yeah, I'm learning things every day, and yeah, so far it's been a great challenge.
Do you enjoy the Belgian lifestyle, and have you picked up the language at all?
Yeah, it's quite different, you know. In this town, you know, they speak a dialect called Flemish.
Yeah.
It's way harder to learn instead of, you know, just the Dutch language. But I haven't really tried, you know, because everyone here speaks pretty good English, and you know, that's all I can ask for, and it's been very easy.
I read an article earlier, just after you joined, that you were living by yourself for the first time and having to cook for yourself. How's that all going in your apartment?
It's been great so far. You know, my dad and mum have been sending some recipes and some tips over to me. You know, it's been easy. I've been keeping it pretty simple so far. You know, I haven't had the time, you know, to try to test myself with the occasional, you know, maybe a big pasta dish or things like that. But you know, it's been great, you know, cooking for myself. I've been, you know, cooking healthier as well. You know, sometimes mum's cooking can be a bit too much, but you know, it's been good so far, and yeah, I'm enjoying living by myself.
Obviously COVID makes things a bit hard, but you know, are there sort of plans or hopes that your parents and family can come and visit you at some point?
Yeah, for sure. They want to come here as soon as possible, but you know, these times we're living in is very unique, and I've had discussions with them about it. I think hopefully April, you know, they tried to come here for Christmas, but obviously it's too risky and it's too much, you know, for them as well. But you know, thanks to, you know, social media, we can, you know, use Messenger call and we can see each other's faces, use FaceTime, so it's been very, very good in that sense.
How has COVID affected the league this season? Has there been any changes, I guess?
We've obviously got no fans at games. You know, that kind of hurts different teams. You know, it's been tough. Before I left Australia, you know, we're in that situation where we played, you know, three times a week. You know, that was tough with no fans as well, but it's been okay. You know, we get about two COVID tests a week.
Yeah.
Maybe. But other than that, you know, it's been great. been pretty smooth.
Yeah, and Belgium's sort of heading into more lockdowns with cases sort of rising there. Is that right?
Yeah, I think last month they had the biggest amount of cases per capita. It was probably one of the worst in the world. But I think now it's okay. But cases, yeah, once the shops opened up 2 weeks ago, the cases have risen. So, yeah, that's not good. And I think now Christmas will be a bit restricted. But, you know, obviously I got no family here, so it doesn't really affect me as much.
I was going to ask you that because I think you've got a big game against Standard Liège on Boxing Day. So I imagine it's going to be a pretty low-key Christmas for you anyway.
Yeah, I got to stay away from, you know, the sweets.
Yeah.
Not like I was going to have them a day before the game, but yeah, I've met some great teammates as well, you know. I've got some family as well, so I think I might, you know, spend it with them, kind of have some sort of family vibe during Christmas. I think that's one thing I've been missing, and, you know, being a part of that helps me, you know, think about my family, so that'd be great.
Nice, yeah. Obviously, the team hasn't been going so well at the moment, at the bottom of the ladder at the moment, but still certainly time and not, you know, far away from being able to potentially turn it around and get out of the relegation zone. What's gone wrong, I guess, this season, and what's the key to turning things around?
I think it's the little details, you know. I think we've been... Ever since we won against Standard Liège, there's been a positive turn with the club. You know, been playing much better. We've been, you know, in the game. I think it's just that final ball and the final, you know, defending situation that we've got to be better at. You know, teams are punishing us, and you look at us, we're not punishing teams when they make mistakes. So I think, you know, with this new coach, I think he's very, you know, very strict, very hard on us. I think it'll be a very positive transition with the team, I think, in the next couple of weeks. So I don't think we have to worry too much. You know, the ladder is very tight, if you can see it. So
you touched on the coaches and Kevin Muscat and Luch Trani, his assistant, getting sacked midway through the season. When they were, I think, a big part of bringing you over to Belgium, how challenging has that been?
Yeah, that's been quite tough, you know. Having a coach that brought you, that knows you as well. You know, when I heard the news that he was getting sacked, it was tough. I don't know what this coach would think of me. You know, he probably wouldn't know what I'm like. But you know, the first 2 weeks he's been here, you know, he's spoken a lot to me. You know, he's been watching the games I've been playing, and you know, he played me as well in his first game in charge last weekend. So. He still sees me in the picture, and I've been playing well, and I just got to continue to play well, and there won't be any doubts of me not playing.
Yeah, what is he like? What sort of coach is he, and how does he differ from Kevin Muscat?
He's a much more, you know, strict, firm, loves to shout, very passionate coach. You know, when he sees something he doesn't like, you know, he'll tell it to you honestly. You know, Kevin was a, you know, much more relaxed kind of coach. You know, he was a bit more about, you know, giving you belief and making you feel like you're on top of the world. So at the same time, that was important to, as a player, you know, to receive a lot of positivity and belief from your coach. But at the same time, you know, this new coach, he's the opposite. Like I said before, he's gonna be honest with you. And you know, I've had that in the past with previous Phoenix coaches. I'm definitely used to it, and you know, I think they'll help me grow as a footballer.
When you have a new coach, obviously you want to sort of, you know, we touched on this just earlier, you want to sort of know where you stand in the picture. He's playing you, but have you had a sort of chat about where you do fit in and what he likes about you as a player?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, he sort of touches of me as a player in the games before, and you know, he knows. He cracked a little joke at me today, you know, about rugby being the number one sport in New Zealand. But yeah, he's definitely had many chats with me, and he's definitely telling me what I need to improve on, and you know that's important in a young footballer.
What has been the biggest challenge about moving to Europe?
For me, I think, you know, it's that transition into European football, especially in Belgium. You know, it's very quick. Teams love to press you very, very high as well. And I think that's been the biggest transition, yeah, because coming from Australia and New Zealand, you know, it's the tempo is much slower and the, I'd say the quality is not as good, obviously.
Yeah.
In Belgium. So, you know, that's been the biggest, I think, biggest transition for me was that, yeah.
So have you had to adapt your game much coming over there?
Yeah, I think so. One thing that's stood out for me in Australia was my physicality and my athleticism. And coming here, you know, there's a lot of people like me. So I've had to change my game, you know, be a bit more smarter with how I play. But at the same time, you know, stick to what you're good at as well. It's one thing I've got to do in my game, and just have the belief. You know, it's hard being a New Zealander, you know, coming from New Zealand. But you know, for me, there's no real gap between New Zealand footballers and the people here. So as long as you work hard and believe in what you're good at, you should be fine.
I guess when you're trying to adapt, being in a position to play every week is really important. And I know it was reported that some bigger clubs were looking at you when you're at the Phoenix, but coming to a club where you know you're playing every week must really help adapting to the new league.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the most important things of a young footballer is to play. And that's one thing that I'm doing here is, you know, I'm playing every week, and that's very important. You know, every time I play, my value goes up. You know, people are watching me here, so I think that's important as a young footballer as well. And I think, you know, you got to be smart with your steps, your next steps in life as a footballer. You know, for me, I chose this club because I want to play, and I want to use this as a platform to grow as a young footballer. And yeah, that's what I've chosen.
How does it compare to the A League, the Belgian Pro League, in terms of standard?
I'd say the quality of players is much better here. You know, I've noticed that you make a mistake, they'll punish you. Obviously the physicality is one thing as well. You know, in the standard Liège game, I don't think people knew, but I broke my nose at just before halftime.
Really?
Yep. And I played on as well. And
just get broken back into place at halftime and out you went again.
I wish it was that easy. But
yeah.
No, I just had to stuff some tissues up my nose and, you know, get on with it. But yeah, I'd say physicality, the speed of the game, kind of everything's just a bit quicker here.
Yeah. Did you speak to any other Kiwis about that are over in Europe about settling in and some of the challenges about moving to Europe?
Yeah, definitely. Like I spoke to Sapri, you know, I was close with him before he left the Phoenix, and asked him what it was like, you know, what it was like living by yourself, what it's like that transition into Europe as well. He as well as a friend gave me a lot of belief, you know, told me I'll be fine. You know, just like I said before, stick to what you're good at, and that's one thing I've been doing, and yeah, it's helped me a lot.
You talked about using this team as a platform and this first move as a platform. You've got a 3-year contract there. Do you think, how far ahead do you think, and do you set yourself goals of when you might want to move on to bigger clubs or anything like that?
You know, football's is a funny game. Things can change very quickly. You know, I've seen previous players at this club, you know, move on very quickly. You know, just from maybe, you know, from a handful of games playing well. Depends how you play, how ready you are as well, you know, and often can come through. And just like that, after you play a handful of games. But I think, you know, as a footballer, you got to know when to take that next step as well. You know, you can look at yourself and be like, oh, I don't think this club is right for me. I think I might need one more year here in Belgium, you know, just to make sure, you know, everything's going smoothly. So Yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. You know, the January transfer window is coming up as well, and you know, anything can happen. But I've just got to, you know, work hard.
Yeah.
Play every week, and you know, play well, and that's all you can ask for.
Do you set sights and goals, I guess, for, you know, European leagues that you'd love to play in? I know you've got Italian heritage, so is there a sort of dream to play in Serie A one day?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think scouts looking at me already knows that I've got that Italian heritage and that Italian passport, so it makes things a lot easier. But yeah, that would be a great next step. Obviously, it would be into Serie A. But yeah, it's things would be very tough over there.
Yeah. Will you be following the Phoenix this year? Obviously, their campaign's about to get underway, based out of Australia, so it'll be another tough season. Not being able to play in Wellington, at least immediately, until a Trans-Tasman bubble might get set up. But will you be following them and keeping in contact with them?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've been keeping in contact with some players as well, and I think now it's 11 days till the first game kicks off in the league. So, you know, I've been keeping in contact with players, and they seem very positive about the season ahead. And you know, Phoenix was my boyhood club, so definitely I'll be following them, and I wish them all the best.
And have you had a chance to speak to Danny Hay about what things might look like for the national team in 2021? Obviously, getting closer to the World Cup in 2022, so there'll be some qualifying to go through. But have you had a chance to speak much with Danny Hay?
Yeah, definitely. He calls me every 2 weeks or so, you know, to see how I am. I think that's important, you know, to keep in contact with the national team coach. And, you know, he's definitely made it aware of what's ahead, and he's made it clear, you know, what needs to happen as well. And I think it's, I think we had a Zoom call as well as a team, you know, to discuss what's happening. And we all know as a team what our goal is for these next 2 years. And I think playing in Europe is great for me, you know, for the national team as well.
And certainly, I mean, you know, you look longer term, and the chance to play at a World Cup must be a special, obviously a real dream for you. So you must be excited at the chance to potentially be a part of something like that.
Yeah, definitely. The World Cup is definitely a dream of mine. To play in it would be a phenomenal experience. So I think that's one short-term goal I'm looking at. So I think that would be great as a country, and it would do a lot for the football nation.
All right, mate. Thanks very much for coming on. Really appreciate your time, and all the best for the rest of the season. We'll be following closely.
No worries. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Liberato Kakachi there. Well, when you think of Sarpreet Singh doing well in Germany, Ryan Thomas in the Netherlands, Chris Wood is, of course, crushing it at Burnley in the English Premier League. There's plenty of exciting Kiwi footballing talent based out of Europe. And you can catch plenty more football discussion on the Kiwi Football Fix on Sky Sport. Check your listings for times for that show. All right, that wraps up this episode of Kiwis Abroad, and sad to say, the final episode for 2020, although not so sad to see the back of 2020 itself. Looking forward to a new year in 2021. I'll be back with more Kiwis Abroad episodes in January. Until then, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from a very cold, and today a little bit snowy, New York. Enjoy your summer holiday, New Zealand. I am looking on with a tremendous amount of envy. See you in a few weeks.